Blog Talk Radio.
We've got to give ourselves to this struggle until the end. Nothing would be more tragic than to stop at this point in minutes. I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. I left Atlanta this morning, and then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threat, to talk about the threat that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Greetings. Welcome to another special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, also known as Dr. Filet, and as usual, it is always wonderful to be here with you. We are doing this special edition, of course, because it is, in fact, the Earth Day of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so we wanted to make certain that we paid tribute and gave some recognition to his great work. You know, many, of course, have talked about his work over the years, and certainly it's been a lot of discussion, a lot of examination, and even scrutiny. But one thing that we know for sure, and that is his intent to really try to help our people. I mean, I think most would agree that, you know, that's almost undisputable. Well, not almost. It is undisputable. And even though his method and kind of philosophy was different or not something that some would prescribe to, certainly the intent of going up against this system, at least in a way to make things better for us, was certainly, we strongly believe, his intention. And so we have matured in such a way where we can recognize that there's no one way to do this. And we should not expect there to be one way. But we do have to be very critical and very concerned when we do see certain things. And particularly in this day and age, I dare say we're smarter, we're wiser, and a lot more prepared to address some of the, as Sister Keisha would put it, shenanigans. And oh my gosh, you got to believe and know that there's certainly a whole bunch of shenanigans going on. At any rate, we wanted to take this time, this opportunity, to, again, give some recognition to some of the great work, some of the great kinds of accomplishments, I dare say, Dr. Martin Luther King was able to get through, get into folks' psyche. It unfortunately made it very clear for some of us that no matter what you come with, love, peace, nonviolence, all of that, the system doesn't care. It'll still kill you. Unfortunately, that example became pretty clear. And it is today, which is why some of us don't even attempt to function in that manner, because we already know what kind of demon, what kind of monsters we're dealing with. And so, you know, there's a saying in the Bible, and I don't get too much into the Bible thing, but there's some things in there that I do kind of like in terms of, you know, sayings or quotes or what have you, and that is not to cast pearls to swine. And so, you know, we can't look at giving our best to a system and to a people and to situations that is not only not worthy, but is absolutely unjust and absolutely diabolical. And so we know that we, again, cannot put our best foot forward because our people already did that. And certainly got a very, very terrible. Hold on 1 minute. Okay, there we go.